This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.
Welcome to Back of the Nest, Your View. This is your chance to listen to all of the WhatsApp messages we've had this week about the weekend's game, unedited, in full. If you want to be on next week, send a voice clip message on WhatsApp to 0203 575 1266. That's 0203 575 1266. Don't forget to check out backofthenest.com where you can pick up all of our great pods.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Oh my God, guys. Seriously, you're still talking about Jeffrey Schlupp. Like, we criticise Roy for being too rigid and too well drilled, and I agree, Hambo, man for man, a different set of management, a different set of staff, you'd get someone else in there, I get it, but it's not a different set of management, it's not a different gaffer in charge, and Jeffrey Schlupp actually offers a bit of versatility during the game, so come on, that means that Roy can be more flexible, he can tweak, he can, you know, if we need to drop, he can do more than one aspect of midfield or left wing or left back or even further up the pitch. You know, there's a reason why we've got him on the pitch. It's because he can mould in without necessarily changing position on paper. Come on, guys, it does make sense. And this unconditional, let's question it every week. I get it as well from a shake-up point of view, like you don't want to go, you know, sterile with what you're watching, with what the manager's trying to achieve, but Schlippy, the only way is Schlupp Jeffrey, he's got that versatility. So, yeah, where we criticise Roy for being too well-drilled, actually, he can keep that player in there and change the shape of the team to adapt to whatever's going on within a given situation or a particular game. Please, off the Jeffrey bus. He's getting chucked under it every week and he doesn't deserve it. So, endurance as well. Another one. Energy. You know, Pat Suarez out of the team. Balassi out of the team. They've gone. We need people with legs. We've always been a team that needs people with legs. Now, man for man, if you're telling me that Max Meyer, if Camarasa offers more energy, more of an engine, you're lying. Andros, arguably, no one's got a better engine than Andros. However, his overall game is more one-dimensional. You know, DR made a valid point. He's been told to go onto his right more, to mix it up a bit because he was getting found out. He's been getting found out for years. That's a good move by Roy, but it does show, as effective as he is, he's got limitations. Jeffrey, he's not going to five-star out the park any one player in any one of those positions he can play, but collectively he's 3.5 star in it, and as an overall pitcher he offers way more to the team than, you know, a round peg in a round hole will in any one of those positions. So, yeah, to be continued. No doubt. Peace, Bory and Maidstone.
With just two goals, Jordan Ayew is the visitors' top scorer. They've registered just six in total all season. With captain Luka Milivojevic suspended for five bookings, James McCarthy comes in to replace him in the only alteration to the side which beat Norwich last time out.
Oh, well, there we go. Just saw the lineup. Sorry, Ebo here. Just seen the lineup. And yeah, there's a surprise, eh? McCarthy in for Luka. There. Exactly as I thought. Can't believe that poor Andros is stuck on the bench after what he did last week. But there we go. That's Roy's method, isn't it? Good to see Camarasso on the bench, though. Hopefully he'll come on at some point, probably after 75 minutes when we're two goals down or something like that. But let's see. I mean, Roy, yeah, again, just, you know, doing his usual, aiming for a point. But then again, it is an away match, so what more can you expect? Generally, the home matches, I get a bit annoyed that he's not being a bit more positive. Anyway, I'm off down the pub to watch it, so I'll probably drop in a message at the end, see how we get on. I don't know. I'm hoping for a point, if not a win, but I don't know. I just feel it in my bones. We're going to lose this one. West Ham on a bit of a roll, despite the Oxford loss. Anyway, speak to you a bit later.
Afternoon, gents. Darren here. Just seen the team come out, and not too dissimilar to what I thought it could, but would be. It's nice to see Gary get the armband. Hopefully, we can build on last week. A little bit more positive, to be fair, and hopefully the positivity pays off a little bit, and let's see what the boys can deliver for us. Got about an hour before kickoff. Let's hope we don't conspire to balls things up massively.
So many excellent technicians out there, but none of them really have expressed themselves at all. Noble on towards Yarmolenko, who gets to it, and a terrific chance for Allaire, who hit it in a way at the goalkeeper. Yes, we give the goalkeeper credit, but I think moreover Allaire gave him the chance by hitting it towards him. I think we put that down as a miss. Well, at last, West Ham starting to craft some openings. And now Fredericks. It's a clever ball, actually. It's a great ball, and Felipe Anderson has got that all wrong. Lovely ball in, floated with just the right amount of pace for Felipe Anderson to thump it in on the volley. It's not over yet. Fredericks again with a delivery, and this time it is on target from Felipe Anderson. It was the harder of the two chances, and he did exceptionally well with a header. He hadn't done well with a volley that preceded it. Really good throw at the ball from Felipe Anderson to generate the power. Zaha doesn't feel as though he's had the right ball really so far to really attack Creswell. Zaha has it. Flag stays down. Zaha's done well. He's done very well. It's off the line by Fredericks. And the two West Ham players stop thinking there might be an offside or even a handball. It's a goal kick at the end of it. Terrific chance for Crystal Palace. Zaha just dancing his way through. Wasn't a powerful enough touch from Schlupp, and in the end it was cleared by Fredericks. Chances at last, but it's still 0-0. McCarthy loses out to Rice. Here's Noble. Now maybe West Ham can stretch Crystal Palace with Felipe Anderson. It's a good ball in. It's a really good ball in. It's nearly an own goal. MacArthur didn't know it was coming at him. It struck him on the shin, and Guaita managed to beat the ball away. Came at him at speed. Here's Schlupp. Van Aanholt continue the run forward. Still with Schlupp. Rice again in a good position. MacArthur. the top of O'Donnell's head, cleared by Felipe Anderson. McCarthy, and still McCarthy. Good hit! And Roberto palming it away. Zahar keeps it in Palace possession, faced by Cresswell. And the deflection goes into the side netting. Could easily have gone into the net. It's a good hit by McCarthy. Roberto palming it away.
Hey, back at the Nest. Thomas from Virginia here. Thoughts on the first half? First off, the attack looked good. I like how we played a bit of possession ball. Makes me feel good when we are on the ball. Can't let West Ham get on the front foot. Defense looked good. Central defense anyways. PVA, as always, looking a little bit suspect out there on the left side against Yarmolenko. And again, when PVA gets forward, he wants to be an attacking left back, yet for some reason can't figure out how to attack when he gets there. The attack looks good. They're trying to maul Zaha and IU as much as they can without getting cards to see how far they can get. But, oh man, we've had a few great chances. I really wish somebody was on the back post for Ward's cross. I don't think anybody thought they was going to get there. And can I just say, thank God for Vicente Guaita, because without him, we would easily be down 2-0 right now. He is playing phenomenally. I'm really hoping that we continue the offensive push in the second half, as well as holding our shape in the midfield, not letting them through and get too many more chances. Hoping for the best. Up the Palace.
Some positives, to be fair. Some good chances. Not too au fait with the passing. It's very slow, very laboured. And sideways and backwards quite often. I think we should be coming out on the front foot a little more. It looks as though we're going to have the same, but we were better second half, hopefully, performance. And see where we are at the end of the game. I think we need to make a couple of changes. If it stays the same within sort of 15 minutes of the second half, I think we need to bring Andros on. Maybe Max Camarasa. He is there. He can be used. I think now is an ideal time to use him. He'll be hungry. He'll be looking to make a name, make a point, maybe. And come on and see if we can get something out of him. Looking forward to the second half. Hopefully he's not as timid as the first half. See you later.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Reviews, predictions, comments and rants. Send us your voice clips on WhatsApp 0203 575 1266.
It's just beginning to descend over East London. It's a foul by Ward. No question he helped Felipe Anderson to the deck, and he's going to get carded for it. Felipe Anderson was beyond the fullback there, and he just eased him to the floor. And it looks a good position to attack from here if Lanzini can get it right, and if anyone can, he can. Now maybe, and a volley from O'Bonner. And no wonder he puts his fingers to his face, because that was a decent opening. Ward it was that teed it up for O'Bonner inadvertently to volley it. They've missed some chances today, West Ham. Lanzini, Cresswell, Rice, Felipe Anderson, it's all very tight, but now they've escaped, and this is excellent from West Ham. Terrific football. Now Felipe Anderson. And again, West Ham halted by some excellent cover from Palace, this time by McArthur. Now Rice has it. Yarmolenko. Fredericks. Still with Fredericks, waiting to deliver. On towards Allaire! And West Ham hit the front. They've had so many opportunities, Allaire included. Finally, they take one of them. Ninth minute of the second half, and the London Stadium erupts with noise. The ball in from the right-hand side, Allaire beyond the markers. And he has his first goal since August. And it is West Ham United 1, Crystal Palace 0. And West Ham are heading for third place in the Premier League. Up goes Noble. McArthur fouled by Allaire. Free kick to the visitors. And Allaire has himself a yellow card as well as a goal. Free kick to Crystal Palace. Van Aanholt helping it on its way towards Cuiate. Claims of handball, Michael Oliver says yes, Palace have a penalty. The arm above the head, says Michael Oliver, in an unnatural position from Declan Rice, and it's a penalty. The last time Van Aanholt scored, it was at Old Trafford as they won at Manchester United. Can he keep his nerve? You bet he can. Nice and easy, sending the goalkeeper the wrong way, and Crystal Palace weren't behind for long. Handball by Rice, penalty converted by Patrick Van Aanholt, and the game is level again. Fredericks, and he'll get booked for his challenge on Zaha, and he's given a free kick away in a dangerous part of the pitch, and earned himself a caution. Free kick with 4 minutes remaining. Van Aanholt's delivery headed away by Zabaleta. Only as far as Townsend. Oh, that's a lovely little clip into the area. What a chance! Offside, offside. Well, provided VAR agree, Ayew's goal will not stand. I think this is going to be a tight call. VAR are going to have a really good look at this. Ayew might even be played on by the player behind Cahill. It's a tight call. I think he is onside. I think it is going to stand, and I think it's going to be 2-1 Palace. And Michael Oliver says it is, and Palace may well have stolen it. Ayew is onside. VAR took its time and delivers a Palace victory. West Ham 1, Crystal Palace 2.
Eagles, wow, we did a job. West Ham might feel like they got mugged. This is Lord Zonka. So happy. Gary Cahill, what a signing. How Arsenal took Luiz over Gary Cahill. I'm sure if Arsenal had approached Cahill, he would have gone for Arsenal. You couldn't blame him. They are a better team, obviously they are. But we've got him, and he was great. He's just, we've got such a great, I wish we had as many great strikers as we've got central defenders. And Ayew was a revelation. He's not a natural great goal scorer, but he worked his socks off today, and he got a goal. Three goals. So he's prolific by Crystal Palace standards. I'm so happy for us. We've got five games now where I think if any team's capable, the way I look at it, we've got 14 points now. If we can get 16 more by Christmas, that would be 30 points. There's 13 games till Christmas. So that's feasible. That's not beyond the realms of, because once we get these five games out of the way, we've got another eight where we can get. So we're looking for less than a point a game till Christmas, and we'd be on 30. Imagine that, back of the nest. We'd be sitting pretty. It'd be amazing. It would just be 30 points. Then we got the rest of the season. Obviously, it's about not getting relegated with Palace. But if we don't flirt with relegation this season, it will be, I'm sure everyone would agree, that's a success. That's all we want. We want progress. And we're sick and tired. This is our seventh year. Every year is a record of staying in the division. So in the Prem, every year we stay in the Prem is a record. We've always gone up and down after one season. So this is the progress we want to see. I'm not getting a carried away, but I do think that if any team out could get a few, if we can go and get 3 points out of the next five games, that's still okay. That's 17 points. Then we've got eight games where we're playing your Newcastles, your Norwiches. So I'm happy. Everything's going really well. And I must admit, I felt when we've at the start of the season, I was a bit pissed off with Roy. And tactically, you can't fault him. You know, there's a few things that get on my nerves about him, but sometimes it can be a bit negative. There's no plan B sometimes. And his substitutions, I always feel, are a bit late. I don't think he changes things enough. But I can't fault us. Coyote, he ran his socks off today. Wilf did okay as well. He was getting marks off the game. But everyone did really well. The only disappointment for me is we still bring on Benteke. I would drop him completely now. I'm sorry. I would bring on a young, we must have a kid who deserves a chance, because can he be any worse? What if he come on as a sub and scores a goal? He's done better than Benteke, because Benteke is never going to score. I hate to say it. I'd love to see him break this horrible run he's on, but I just can't see it. I mean, what did he do today? He come on and got offside, and while he was offside, he got booked. That's all he did. Anyway, Eagles, so happy. It's brilliant. Oh, sorry. By the way, Cahill, definitely man of the match. And, yeah. Eagles.
Hey, back in the nest. Thomas from Virginia here. Wow. Wow. What a match. Second half, best I can say for us is we looked like we wanted to fold. We wanted to let another goal get by us. I can't say enough for VAR. I mean, wow, by the slightest of margins, getting that goal in. And Jordan Ayew just being Johnny on the spot with the shot. That was great. I couldn't be happier. I know we're coming into a tough run of games now with Man City next and Arsenal and all the other teams who are in the top six. But hey, let's be real here. We know it's not long-lived, but we're in the top four right now. So let's enjoy it while it lasts. Up the Palace.
Hey, back in the next. Rob from XRD Goals Podcast again. Absolutely buzzing after the West Ham win. Fantastic. Also delighted to see Jeffrey Schlupp get another 90 minutes of football into him. And incredible. But anyway, I'm actually here to eat a fair bit of humble pie. I have to take my slice. I wondered what James McArthur was offering to the team, and my lord, he was absolutely superb yesterday. I thought he was up there with the best players on the park. Did that Luka role absolutely perfectly, so we didn't miss Luka at all. So this is me saying I was wrong about Jimmy Mack. I love him, always will have, always will, but I thought he was waning. He certainly isn't. He was absolutely superb. Also like to point out that this time last year, Wayne Hennessy was still our number one with Guaita at the club. Now that's fairly embarrassing, knowing what we know now. I mean, come on, Jesus Christ, it took that long to get him in. What a player he is, and Gary Cahill at top. I take my hat off to you, sir. What a signing he has been. What a player. Just leadership, class, everything you can imagine. We're fourth in the league. Almost speechless. I'm looking at it thinking, how are we fourth in the league? I'm not too sure. There's obviously some things that still get my goat a little bit, like the lack of players getting into the box at times, but I can't complain. Any Palace fan can't complain. We're fourth in the league. To be honest with you, I'm not too sure how we're fourth in the league, but we are. Long may this continue. Can you imagine if we had a decent striker and, you know, potentially a backup or right back, left back? But again, hats off to Joel Ward. He's really stepped up this season. Had a shaky start, but he's turned that around, and we know what he gives. He gives 120%. So this is a very happy XR Eagle right here. And to top it off, the Sydney FC Supporters Club beat the Watford Supporters Club yesterday 5-1 to continue our unbeaten streak for quite to about six or seven games. So everything's hunky-dory down under for Palace. So a very happy, maybe slightly confused XOE goal, signing off and eating his humble pie. Cheers, fellas.
Hi, it's Ebo. Yeah, so post-match, fantastic result, 2-1, fantastic. Just brilliant to get a win at that stadium. It's been a little while coming. And yeah, it was good. I mean, it was great to have that winning goal. I mean, although it took an age to get it corroborated by VAR, God, that was great. And I was in a pub that had loads of West Ham fans in it, and he's in the Charlton area, really. And it was just great to be one of about four people that walked out of there smiling. So, yeah, my man of the match, I think, was probably Gator. I think he kept us in it first half. Still a bit disappointed with the lack of effort from the midfield three, sort of when we do get the ball and attack, very little going forward. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was a good result. And you know, we've got an international break coming up this time. I think I'm right in saying that this time. And then we've got quite a rough run of games coming up, which I'm hopeful we can be happy if we got 3 points out of the next four or five games. Anyway, brilliant. Like I say, man of the match Gator for me. Yeah, it would have just been nice to see a little bit more effort going forward when we do get the ball from MacArthur or Coyote. But yeah, got to be happy with that, haven't you? Come on, you Eagles.
Well, gentlemen. Second half in the bag. I was Darren here, by the way. I feel a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more chipper at the end of this game than I did a couple of the others. A couple of hairy moments towards the end of the game, I think. Well, one hairy moment, pardon the pun, Mr. Townsend. Giving away a free kick on the edge of the box to Zabaleta. Other than that, I think we saw the game very well. we played very deep this game, very, very deep. It's almost as if we sat off and wanted them to have the ball and let them on us to attack us. And look to use Wilf as a counter. I like the second half, to be fair. We did play a lot better. It is going to be a case of, well, we were better second half. I think the Andros Townsend substitution changes the game for us in a big way. Strange taking off Ayew for Benteke towards the end of the game. I don't know, or right after the goal, to be fair. So let's build on this. You know, going in, we're sitting up in fourth for a few hours till the games are played till tomorrow, and let's try and take all the positives out of this one. You know, good performances. The main positive for me, got to be said, Camarasa made the bench. I mean, it's a miracle, isn't it? I mean, you know. Didn't actually see him on telly, to be fair, but at least he made the bench. So clearly we'll trust him enough to warm a seat. Let's hope he can trust him to be part of the team very soon.
0203 575 1266.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mate's already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.